Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Satish Kumar Singh. He's the Group CEO of Total Movement. He's based in Mumbai in India. First and foremost, Satish, very welcome to this interview.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bob. Thanks a lot for giving the opportunity to me. I've been seeing this interview of many legend and senior people, and I'm happy that you have selected me this time. Appreciate.
So do I, and thank you for the kind words. That, of course, makes me even more eager to make a good interview. Right. I always start asking my interviewees a little bit about their career. So, Satish, how come you got into shipping and logistics from the very beginning? What is your background for this?
I came to Mumbai in 1997, and I started my journey as a transport supervisor. Mm-hmm. I've been working 7 years of my career with heavy haulage company. Mm-hmm. My journey to begin as a loading supervisor for larger heavy consignments, and followed by the doing escorting of those heavy consignments across the country.
Wow!
So I used to sleep on the trailer for six months moving the consignments. That way I began my journey. Then when I learn about heavy haulage things, one of my great friend guide me to shift my profile to freight forwarding and shipping industries.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to join DHL as a project department. And subsequently, I worked for as a vice president with a company called All Cargo.
Okay.
And then I had an opportunity to join with other multinational company and so on. So I'm total 28 years in the business of shipping and transportation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very impressive career. I like it when people actually have done what they talk about, not only talk about it. And I mean, if you've been sleeping on the trailers, then you certainly know what it's all about, right?
Exactly. When I see today the RFQ or big packing list, I can see the package moving on my eyes.
Yeah.
I can see the gas turbine or generators or large reactor. I can visualize after the reading the packing list, and I can say that how this equipment can be transported.
Yeah.
So right now the new generation are having the much more, you know, liberty to gain the new modern things, but
yeah.
Our time was really tough.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
tough.
But you can say that the way you learned it was the hard way. You cannot be say exchanged by a computer program. You had to have it. You didn't have it that time.
I keep sending my colleagues. We recruit a lot of engineers MBA from the top colleges.
Yeah.
And I took them personally to the seaports or to the loading points, and I give them physical operations. So
yes.
I always guide them that your on-site learning is the best learning than you sit in air conditioned office.
Absolutely, fully agree. I wish more of our politicians would get out of their office as well. So, but anyway, but listen, just to get back to your company, Total Movement, Satish, what can you tell our viewers about Total Movement? When was the company established? Where's your headquarters, your headcount? Tell us a bit about your Indian setup.
Yeah, our headquarters in Mumbai, India, and our company dealing into project logistics business. We are an asset-based company. We are owning our own SPMT, XL line.
Mm-hmm.
As a group, we also own the barges, heavy cranes.
Mm-hmm.
We have 8 offices in India.
Yeah.
We also have our own office in Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia. We recently opened the company. We are in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Indonesia. That our locations currently.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very strong in-house engineering team. We got more than 20 engineers in-house. Our strong forte is ship chartering. So
yeah.
As a company in this region, we chartered close to 100 ships per year. So on an average, we are chartering 10 to 15 ships across worldwide.
That's...
So we are a freight forwarding company, but we
mm-hmm.
are focused 100% into the project logistics. We do
yeah.
not have a single CBM cargo in our forte where we are moving for FMCG, garments, or leather. What we do is purely a project logistic business.
Yeah, so you're really clear on that. That's very interesting also to know. In recent couple of years, some of the so-called big container ship owners, they want to be the forwarders too, and they want to cut out the middleman. How do you view that in India? Do you see that some of the ship owners try to take your customers away, and how do you deal with that?
We've been also been approached by a couple of carrier or big conglomerate to invest in our company by make the strategic partnership or equity holding. But right now we are they also want to enter into forwarding business. But I personally feel is not, if I'm a carrier side, I will rather focus into more expanding the existing business of shipping, more buying the ships rather than trying to cut down the intermediate forwarding role. Basically, the intermediate forwarders are a niche business, are a people-centric business. Every country, the local companies are controlling the majority of the local sold customer because they add a lot of local value. And when this come to shipping lights, big carrier in trying to invest into becoming the freight forwarder, I've seen most of them are not very successful because of the overhead expense are very much. The payment terms as a forwarder, the required for payment terms are very high by the many of the customers. So they comes aggressive, they come for some time, but I have not seen them lasting for long, as is not very lucrative in terms of long run. They realize it's not a profit-making business for them.
I'm very happy to hear that. I also believe they should focus on sailing ships instead of being trying to be forwarders. So,
Yeah, it also lose the trust because sometimes you have a conflict of interest because maybe not out of 10, the one customer, our client reach out directly to shipping line or shipping line salesman reaching out to our customer and start offering them. Technically, I can tell you this my interview that it is actually not a gain, is a big loss to shipping line. I have seen the same container we are booking with shipping line at $1,500, and the salesman from the shipping line is offering them 30% cheaper rate. As why? Because they want also an added service of CFS and custom clearance job. But technically, the revenue in CFS and other related activity are pretty very low. The quantum of huge loss they incur in terms of offering a very cheap ocean freight. But somehow that really not working. So at top level, when coming from the global level of headquarters of shipping line, that they want to be an integrated service provider. But the bottom line, the people are offering a very cheap ocean freight in order just to add very small add-on services. So inside, I know at the ground level that overall company prospect is not a commercial viable proposition for them.
But sometime in these big companies, more statistics and fancy spreadsheets look better than the real result. They only find out when it's too late, So, but that's good for us. Tell me about the market in India at the moment. I mean, you've had now your president of India or the leader of India has been active very many years now, I believe, in opening up the country for logistics. I mean, India, as you know yourself very well, was often a problem regarding inland transport. That has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yes, so India is a very solid and strong country at the moment in all front. India is the future. All the large investor, financial institution, they give clean sheet of any MNC company putting a plant in India. They consider as a very safe country to make an investment. Coming back your question to yes, lot of new company and putting up the factory. Regard to your specific question about river or inland water with authority, I think these two questions you mix up. So there are a lot of initiatives be taken by government for the river route of transportation. Like as a company, we have got largest contract for moving the 14 heavy lift consignment to east coast of India, which is the border of China, where we move most heaviest consignment up to 1,300 tons of single equipment. There were total 14 equipment we carried from east coast of India, Calcutta, to all the way to Assam, and the entire route was the river route. So but I can see the service, the support from the government and the authority on carrying the cargo from waterways are very phenomenal, and government are really putting a lot of effort to develop the river route of transportation.
Yeah, that's very impressive because I always recall that was one of the big, shall we say, competing things between China and India was the logistics, right? Where people were saying that China opened up inland and India was coming, and now you are there, both with roads, you have a new airport, you have inland waterways. So you are becoming really like a center where you can place production and get it in and out of the country more easily now, right?
Yes, very true, very
Yeah.
true. And also, when China put up any large industries, they come with a lot of infra together. So they put the factory, they put the terminal, port, etc. Still, such plannings are under preparation by government.
Yeah.
Our river route transportation is still not developed up to that level, but government is working with a very high speed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can say our system will develop in next another 10-year times.
Yes. And of course, the rest of the world, we are all hoping for that India will continue to develop because there are other reasons, of course, why we want to support a democratic country like yours, right? So,
Yeah. If anywhere the business will be keep running is India, I can say it is a market. Next 10 year, 10 year is the net age. 10, 20, 30 year, there'll be the population is so huge. And the transparency, the business are best at the moment. There is zero corruption by the government. Not a single case under the current prime minister of last nearly for 13 years of under his leadership. So it's a very corruption-free country. So I
Fantastic.
can say things are going in a very right directions. Globally, people are having trust
Yes.
to our nation,
Yes.
trust to the system, trust to the prime minister.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful news, and I'm sure our viewers here will feel the same. How do you see now we are soon entering into 2026, the role of total movements? How do you see your market at the moment? Because of course there are competitors everywhere, and there's always somebody who says he can do it cheaper, right? So, what's your market forecast for next year for your company?
We have got very solid, strong, secured projects in our hand.
Okay.
And 2000, we are growing with speed of as a company with 20 to 25%. And for that, we are making a strategic move of adding people at the different locations, adding more offices, developing, expanding our wing with the existing customers. But we are very focused in selective job. We are not concerned about our top line,
No.
what will be top line turnover. We are more concerned about how we ourselves involve into some of the innovative, project, challenging project. We
Yeah.
are more concerned about to come closer to some of the global EPC company to be part of some value addition. And answering your question, 2026, we see ourselves very bullish. We have a lot of promising customer who has got the good projects in pipeline. So we see same growth of nearly 20% growth year by year.
Okay.
So competitions are there, but our segment, we keep ourselves to different segment where we look for more of a select the project where we have a lot of value addition. So
Yeah.
where we have a multimodal, a mix of barging, mix of engineering, ship chartering, which have got the clubbing the multiple service together. So if you have got just purely ocean freight from China to India,
Yeah.
everybody, there are hundreds of company who can do the job. But if you have got some of the projects where the complexity is involved, where client need for you some solution, there are some obstacles, and that make you competition very minimum. I'm not saying that we are the only company who can do the job, but then you compete with a good solid background company,
Yeah.
and then it's okay. Then they know nowhere in the world, no business where you don't have competition.
No.
Competitions are always there.
Of
But if you
course.
do a good service to the customer, they always come to you. And we feel very proud ourselves that Total Movements as a group, we got always been good support by our customers, and they have given us the repeat order.
Yeah. No, but it seems that the recipe you have for running your business is the right one. Keep the quality up no matter what, and be a little selective in what you choose. Don't take everything just to take it. I mean, Sometimes turnover is not the same as profit, and turnover does not always pay the bill. Instead, it's a big cost. So it's
True, that's true.
it sounds to me like you are really on the right track there. The last question I have, Satish, is how many people are you in your company right now?
We are 150 people company on our payroll.
Okay, that's cool. And then, of course, you have you hire in and out. If you have extra, then you can charter in people too, I guess, as you do
Yeah, we have a
when needed.
people. I mean, we are hiring people sometime on sub because we are investing heavily into asset.
Ah,
So we
yeah.
have got our own SPMT, we got our own conventional Excel. Recently, you may have seen our post. We added six heavy-duty prime movers,
Oh,
and we are
yeah.
adding more fleets. So those are the our driver, our operators. Some of them are on payroll. Some of them they're on a contract for some time, depend upon the projects we hire.
Understand,
But
yes.
right now, we are having 150 employee on our company official payroll.
Understand, yes. I've certainly seen some of the very impressive postings by your colleagues there. So very nice. But listen, Satish, I want to say many, many thanks for being clear-minded and speak straight up regarding answering my questions. I very much appreciate your time. Thank you, Satish.
Thank you so much for the opportunities, and look forward to seeing you sometime very soon.
Yeah,
Thanks for all the audience. Yeah.
definitely. And I want to say to all my listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Satish Kumar Singh. He's the Group CEO of Total Movement, based in Mumbai, India, a very strong locally based company which has assets both on the ground and in the local sea, so to speak, and they can certainly move any heavy lift that you have in and out of India or elsewhere. Do contact them directly. From me at Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and until next time, bye bye.